I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, we'll check in on a number of issues that have plagued decision makers for some time, but that have been exacerbated by the recession. California gets an ultimatum to reduce overcrowding in its prisons. But did it come too late to stop this weekend's bloody riots? And how is the recession affecting diversity in our field, the media? We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, are Americans going hungry? A new record was set last week, but it may not be one of which to be proud. For the first time in U.S. history, more than 34 million Americans received food stamps. That information came from May. Just to put that in perspective, that means 1 in 9 Americans received government help to buy groceries. It's yet another symptom of the worst economic recession to hit the country since the Great Depression. But what does it mean for those participating in the program? To find out, we called Damond Smart from Elkhart, Indiana. That town has been in the news for its soaring unemployment rate, which reached 16.8% in June. Elkhart has become such a symbol of the recession that President Obama has visited the town twice to call attention to his efforts to revive the economy. And we've been checking in with Damond, who lives in Elkhart, to get his take on how things are going. He works at a beauty supply company, and he also designs T-shirts to help make ends meet. And he started receiving food stamps last month. Also joining us is Democratic Congressman James McGovern from Massachusetts. Back in 2007, he was one of a group of members of Congress and some journalists who participated in the food stamp challenge, where he and his wife ate only what they would have been able to afford with food stamps for a week. Welcome back to both of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Damond, we spoke to you back in February when President Obama stopped by Elkhart to talk about his economic stimulus plan, and you told us how things were going and what the atmosphere was like. How are things now?
I think things are getting worse because people are trying to survive and there's not a lot of opportunity out here for a lot of people. I think it's the opportunity they're lost and people are trying to feed their family and they're doing it by all means necessary.
You, as I mentioned, you enrolled in the food stamp program last month. What prompted that decision?
The job. It's not a lot of opportunities out where the job opportunities are low. I filled out at least 100 applications, and I'm very qualified for a lot of jobs. I've been in retail for like 8-9 years, and I call, and there's not a lot of opportunities. So I had to go and get food stamps to try to help provide for my family.
But is it that your hours have been cut, or you're just not making enough to make ends meet with the job that you already have?
Yes, the hours are short, and people are not shopping. Even at the Elkhart Beauty Supply, people used to come in at an alarming rate, and it had slowed down dramatically.
And Congressman McGovern, what are you hearing from your constituents, particularly about this issue of food stamps? Are you seeing an increase in enrollment in your area?
Yes, we are. I mean, look, there's no question about it. Things are pretty tough out there. This is one of the worst economies we've had since the Great Depression, and the president has been trying to dig us out of this ditch, you know, ever since he was sworn into office, and the Recovery and Reinvestment Act that he passed hopefully will provide some stimulus that will at least stop the hemorrhaging, but hopefully move the economy in a different direction. But in that, he also included additional assistance for food stamps, or SNAP, what they call it now, and other nutrition programs. But more and more working families are applying for food stamps because they don't have the purchasing power to be able to put good, nutritious food on the kitchen table for their families.
And when you went on the food stamp challenge, Congressman, as I recall, one of the things you were trying to figure out for yourself is whether the benefit levels needed to be adjusted. And if you would just, I know it's been a while,
right.
But could you just remind us what it was like to try to shop and get enough groceries for you and your wife?
Well, back then, the average food stamp benefit per person was about $3 a day, $21 a week. And it's almost impossible to be able to make sure you have enough food for the week, or at least nutritious food for the week, on that kind of benefit. Back then, we were trying to call attention to the inadequacy of the benefit because the Farm Bill was coming up, and we wanted to increase investments in food and nutrition programs, which we did. Over $9 billion in new investments in food and nutrition were included in that Farm Bill. And so the average food stamp benefit has gone from, $3 a day to $4.50 a day. Not much, but nonetheless a little bit of an increase. Look, we're the richest, most powerful country on the planet, and I'm somebody who believes that food should be a right, and not just any food, but nutritious food. And we need to figure out a way to in the short term to make sure people have the necessary nutritious food they need for them and their families. And I also add nutritious as well as food in there. But the other thing is we need to get this economy going so that people's purchasing power can be expanded and they could buy their own food.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the record number of Americans on food stamps. That figure is now at 34 million Americans, or 1 in 9. We're speaking with Congressman James McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and Damon Smart from Elkhart, Indiana. We've been checking in with Damon from time to time to find out how things are going in Elkhart. President Obama has visited his town twice to talk about the economy and how things are going. Damon, how was it to enroll in the program? Was it hard?
It was pretty simple. I had help. I had guidance from people to try to help me, you know, enroll, because I didn't know that I can accept food stamps. And a lot of people don't know that you can go and get help. You just have to ask for it and be, you know, really prompt about what you're doing in life.
And is it making a difference? Are you able to? Are your eating habits improving? For example, are you able to buy enough food to last you for the month?
Yes, I would say the month, but we stretch. We stretch it, and we buy food, to stretch out for the month. But really, it's just enough help. It's just enough help for me and my family right now. I mean, it's just making ends meet at the end of ends.
And can I just ask you, were you, before you were, and forgive me, I don't want to be in your business, but before you were able to get into the program, were you able to get enough food to last you through the end of the month, or were you having to go to family members, for example, for help, or food banks, or things of that sort?
Family. Actually, family helped me a lot, and it's a lot of deaths and stuff going on around. It's a lot of people getting murdered, and it's a lot going on around, so family is kind of step in there before I have to go and result to any of those other things, because they just want to help me. And, you know, it's hard around here for everyone.
When I'm hearing you saying it's kind of tense, that people you have a sense of people feeling like they're on the edge. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it's a lot of people on the edge, because I think say the opportunity around Elkhart and the opportunity that people. It kind of, the stereotypes you give people, you know, all of the, you know, a lot of people in Elkhart have records, you know, and they're sometimes probably scared to go and get a job. And, you know, so they result to the next best thing, whatever it takes to get food on the table, you know, and as bad as that sounds, people are doing whatever it takes to feed their family, and they're doing it by all means necessary.
Congressman McGovern, one thing that Damon pointed out, I wanted to ask you about it. He was saying that a lot of people, that he wasn't even sure he was eligible at first. Are you finding that to be true, that a lot of people are, even though the number, it seems like a big number,
right,
that there are a lot of people who still aren't sure, aware that they're eligible?
Right. There are a lot of people out there who are eligible who probably haven't taken advantage of the program yet, because they think because they have a job that somehow that would disqualify them for being eligible for food stamps. Let me point out one other kind of problem we're finding here. And that is because more and more people are eligible and are, trying to enroll, and state budgets are being cut back. And the states kind of process the whole program, even though the federal government provides most of the money. But because they're being short-staffed, that is taking in some parts of the country up to 57 days between the time somebody applies and between the time that they're told they're either qualified or that they're denied. So as more and more people become eligible and more people apply, the waiting time is expanding. And, you know, 57 days is a long time to go without a benefit to be able to put food on the table. So we're trying to expand awareness on one hand, which we need to do, but we also need to figure out a way to address this waiting period.
And Congressman, can I just ask, how do you interpret that figure that I've cited a couple of times, that 1 in 9 Americans has received food stamps, at least they did in May. Do you interpret that as a sign that the safety net is working, or do you, how do you see that figure?
Well, the food stamp program, or SNAP, is a safety net, and I think it's there, and it's important that it's there, because without it, a lot of people would literally be going without food. But I have to tell you, when I look at the fact that we have 34 million people that are now enrolled in this program, it tells me that this economy has failed, and that there are 34 million people out there, not knowing whether they could put food on the table. Look, it points to a larger problem we have in this country of hunger, which is something we need to address. I mean, I'm ashamed as a United States congressman that anyone in this country is hungry. Yet we don't have, there's not a single community in America that is hunger-free. So, yes, on one hand, we can point to the fact that this is a program that is providing a benefit to people in need, and I guess that's a good thing. On the other hand, you know, it points out that this economy is in deep trouble, and we need to do all we can to help try to turn this around so there are more good-paying jobs and people's purchasing power can be expanded.
Damon, final thought from you, and I appreciate your being willing to let us check in with you from time to time. Can I ask, how are your spirits?
Oh, my spirits are great. I'm like a motivator. You know, I don't have any kids, and I'm out trying to do whatever I can. Like I said, I'm very qualified for jobs. I am a very outspoken person. I'm ready to go and work. I needed another job, you know, and to provide. And I'm thinking that no food, no money equals more chaos. And I don't know how to say that, and I don't know how to bring that out more. But we do need help, and a lot of my family is suffering from this right now. And I hope someone does something immediately because it's getting worse.
Do you get the sense that things are getting better at all? I mean, there was some information last week that suggests that maybe the hemorrhaging in jobs has stopped, but you're telling us that people still aren't hiring. Do you have any sense that things are getting better?
I live in the inner city, and I see things that most people wouldn't. I mean, yeah, you look at the TV and stereotype or whatever, but I see things that a lot of people do not, and I don't think it's going to change at all on my end.
Okay.
Unless people get more opportunity, unless they bring more opportunities to people.
Okay. We have to leave it there for now, Damon. I apologize. We'll keep checking back in with you. Damon Smart lives in Elkhart, Indiana. He works at the Elkhart Beauty Supply, and he also designs T-shirts, and he joined us by phone from his home. We were also joined by Congressman James McGovern. He's a Democrat. He represents Massachusetts' 3rd District, and he was kind enough to join us from his office in Worcester. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.